surround us and in us, inspire us so that we may hear your words in the words of Scripture and interpret the words that we hear in light of your love. Amen. Sometime after the story that was acted out today, in which the child was placed in the center and made an example of how one should come before God, a group of people came to Jesus to ask him about the reasons for divorce, men asking how they could set their wives and families aside. And I'm not going to tell that particular story today. But as they were standing there at the end of that, people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, he placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. There is a sense of longing in this story that can hit us very personally, very deeply. He took the children in his arms and placed his hands on them and blessed them. Even adults who are very old, as well as the very young, long to be taken up in loving arms and blessed, to be treated as if we are a blessing. This image of Jesus with the children is so familiar. Most of us have seen pictures of it, the ones that look like Hallmark cards, most of them. Jesus smiling gently, a group of happy children around him, happy, well-dressed, well-fed children, usually, in those pictures. And when it becomes a Hallmark card moment, the story becomes cute and sentimental and sometimes loses its actual meaning. If we read the whole story that begins in those chapters before, it's as if we've expanded the picture from just this little tiny group to those beyond. And then Jesus isn't standing alone on the hillside, he's still standing in the midst of this group of men who asked if they could set aside their wives and families. What excuse is a good excuse? And in the background are ragged children. Israel had so many orphans, many women trying to raise children on their own, widows, divorced women, and children who were the result of rape by the occupying forces. Their mothers had been abandoned by their families. So these are not usually plump, happy, well-dressed children. These are the wrong children. You know the ones. The unwanted, the unblessed, the unacknowledged, those whose fathers had never swept them into their arms, those considered undeserving. To take them in his arms is not just an act of kindness. It's not automatic. It's an act of revolt. Jesus has touched those who are considered unclean. People aren't just surprised. They are appalled. In the same way that people were appalled on Maundy Thursday a few years ago when Pope Francis washed the feet of refugee children, some of whom were Muslim. But what is also important to remember is that just before this, Jesus was having that conversation with the disciples about faith. Who's greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he placed the child in the center. If anyone causes one of these little ones who belong to me to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their necks and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. We usually don't read that line. It's a bit too easy to feel superior here. We would never keep children from Jesus, would we? This is the stuff that happened long ago or far away. But if you think for just a minute, and I'm going to give you a minute, you know it's not true, right? Many of us remember a picture of a reporter kicking a refugee child who was running for her life. Or pictures of Americans on the Mexican border last year lining up to throw rocks at a bus carrying desperate children sent by their parents to escape civil war in Central America. Even that's a bit far away, though. Here's some of the things I've seen at church, not here, not in this place. Thank God. I saw a child pushed down a flight of stairs by a church lady because she didn't want children of that race coming into her church. I watched a person take milk out of a child's hands at coffee time saying, "You can't have our milk. If you want milk, tell your people to bring it." I've seen a family who moved to the city because their children had rashes and illnesses from polluted water, turned away by a welfare worker because they should just go back to their reserve. And I've spoken to a man from a downtown church that had just told a woman covered in bruises holding two children by the hand to get out of his church and go to the downtown east side where she belonged. It is true that those who have security and privilege are often blind to the issues of those who don't have it. But it is often surprising that even those of us who have had our own experiences of trauma may not want to see the effects on others. A colleague of mine who has experienced a lot of trauma said one day that it's interesting that people who have themselves been hurt often cannot see the oppression of others. Because their own longing for healing has not been met, they react angrily when asked to offer comfort and blessing to the children of others. I think that's a profound statement. The stories like this of Jesus are not Hallmark cards tossed away easily when the day is over. They're the stories that live in our hearts, reminding us of our own longing, and that longing in itself is there to teach us something. We tend to push it away, that longing, because that feeling reminds us that sometimes we feel as if something is missing, and it can be painful and hard, and it can cause us to question our identities as strong, independent adults. And so we push it away in ourselves, and it's a reminder when we see the pain of others. And in so doing, we start the cycle over again, leaving children once again unwanted, alone, and unblessed. So when that longing rises in you, I ask that you not push it away. When you experience that discomfort, instead of pushing it away and simply raising your head and marching on, wrap your arms around that feeling. Set it on your own knee and bless it, and ask that it teach you something about God and faith and other people and yourself. For that child that still longs within you has more to teach you than you can know or imagine. Amen.